Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 60th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter 44 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Look in verse number 33. Now therefore, I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to the Lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. How shall I go up to my father, and the lad not be with me? Lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come upon my father. Wow. This was the same guy, Judah, who 20 years earlier was not only part of the thing about throwing the brethren to the pit, Joseph, he was the one who decided, hey, let's make some money on him. Let's sell him to the Midianites and the Ishmaelites, and let's sell him, let him go into Egypt. 20 years later, this same brother offered himself as a substitute for Benjamin. He was willing to take the place of Benjamin. Judah was willing to take the guilt, to suffer in his place. Judah said, I will pay the price and I'll take the punishment for his sin. Just let him go free. Remember, it was the brother, Benjamin, who was accused of the sin. But Judah, he said, I will be the substitute. Are you getting a picture here? Isn't it interesting that through Judah came the Lion of Judah, that Jesus Christ came from, through Judah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, who offered to take our guilt, our place, and took our punishment for our sin. As the way Judah said, I'll take his punishment, let him go free. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to take your punishment, I'll take my punishment. The whole world, and they can go free. Remember, that same Judah, 20 years earlier, was the one who had suggested about selling Joseph, and now he was ready to lay down his life for the favored brother. Remember how Jacob loved Benjamin more than the other brothers? First, he loved Joseph, but Joseph is gone. And now Benjamin became the favorite brother, but that didn't matter anymore. 20 years had changed that man. God had done a work in his life. What a change, what a transformation had taken place in the life of Judah and his brothers. They were willing to stay in Egypt. And Judah took it a little farther. Not only to stay in Egypt, he said, I'll take his place. Just simply let him go free. No longer in Joseph's mind. I can't wait till next Sunday when we get to chapter number 45, when Joseph reveals himself to his brother. The emotion that just was pent up in Joseph's mind, in his heart. And then when Judah said, take me and let Benjamin go free. No longer is there any doubt in Joseph's mind that his brothers were completely changed men. They were not the same people they were 20 years ago. Not only did the brothers not resent Benjamin, they were even willing to share his sufferings. And in Judah's case, to even die for him if necessary. My friend, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. He took our place. The difference was this. Huge difference. Benjamin didn't do nothing. He was just a victim of a test, so to speak, that Joseph was putting his brothers to. He'd not stole that cup. He'd done everything he was supposed to do. We, on the other hand, we've done wrong. We're all sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When I was studying this chapter this week, again, I couldn't get away from the fact that what Judah was willing to do for his brother, it doesn't even come close to what Jesus did for us. Because the difference is we are sinners. But God committed his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, while we were in that sinning state, and we've done a whole lot worse than stealing a silver cup, Christ died for us. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Jesus said, God said, there must be death. And Jesus said, I know, Father, but I'll pay the price. I'll be their substitute. I'll pay that sin debt. Some 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary, Jesus paid a debt that we could not pay. He put upon his own body the sins of the world. And he died for our sins, and not just for our sins. The Bible says for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ did that for us. And if you're not saved this morning, let me just tell you this, that God loves you. He loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to pay that sin debt. Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary. He hung on that cross, and from 9 o'clock to at least 3 o'clock, he bowed his head and he died. He gave his life for you and for me. Then he was placed in the tomb about 6 o'clock that evening, placed in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, remember Nicodemus. The Bible tells us that 3 days and 3 nights later, Jesus rose victoriously from the grave. And hallelujah, he rose. And because of not just his death and the shedding of his blood, but because of his resurrection, our sins have been paid. All we have to do is to call upon the name of the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus, for what he did for us on Calvary, for that substitution. He was in place for our sins, and for the sins of all mankind. Our Father, the Bible tells us that God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Salvation is offered to every man, woman, boy, and girl if they would only simply believe and trust. Repent of their sins and place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And our Father, perhaps there's somebody today, whether in this auditorium or watching this on social media, they've never called upon your name. Lord, we pray for the Holy Spirit of God to do a work of grace. And that today be the day of their salvation. Lord, bless our worship service. Lord, our praise, our adoration, our prayers, our offering, our preaching, the proclaiming of God's word, that you receive the glory. Because this is the day that you've made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. as the Wiznets will be with us. That's June 5th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss this concert. Also next week, beginning on June 7th through the 11th, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8:30 p.m., will be our VBS program for pre-K through ages 14. We hope that you'll take advantage of this opportunity and bring your kids. That's June 7th through 11th, Monday through Friday, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. for pre-K through ages 14. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.